Look, it depends on from what angle you're approaching this story. From Penn State, obviously, this is a pleasant greeting between you and I. From a Purdue standpoint, maybe not so much. We really hate the fact we're losing Micah Shrewsbury. That guy's a hell of a coach. You guys are getting a really good one in him. I can promise you that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about it? I'm going to get to him overall in a moment, but personality-wise, I've always had the impression this was a bridge builder and not a bridge burner.
Yeah, that's very accurate. As a matter of fact, I can't think of one person I've ever heard say an ill word about Micah, to be honest with you. And he's been with us not once but twice. He was on the staff for three or four seasons, and then left to be an assistant with the Boston Celtics, and then came back and has been with us for the last 2 years. And yeah, both stints when he's been at Purdue, I can't think of anyone that's had a negative thing to say about him. And he is a bridge builder. That's an excellent way to put it. I had not thought of it that way, Steve. But, yeah, he's really good at building those relationships. And even with guys like you and I, you're going to find he's a really enjoyable guy to work with from a radio broadcast perspective, just from an overall media perspective. He's probably not as polished as most when it comes to that kind of stuff, only because his head coaching duties over his career have been very slim, mostly at the smaller school level. So, but yeah, it's I'm a little long-winded here, but you're exactly right. Bridge builder was a very good way to put it.